Christ is in me.
I am who Christ is.
I am who Christ is.
I have what Christ has.
I have what Christ has.
I can do what Christ can do.
I can do what Christ can do.
I'm seated where Christ is seated.
I am seated where Christ is seated.
I am who Christ is.
Now, when we believe the word of God works in us. It means that the word of God has a working ability. Now, the word works in your spirit. The word works in your soul. And then the word works in your body. And sharper than any two-edged sword. Penetrating even to the dividing asunder of soul, spirit, and body. So the word of God has a surgical power. The church is not supposed to teach sin. We are supposed to teach righteousness because we are the righteousness of God. For all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable unto instruction in righteousness. Not instruction in sin. We don't need to have knowledge about sin. We need to have knowledge about righteousness. But that is who we are.
You are invited to World Changers Conference this Sunday at Airport West Hotel at 6 p.m. and every other Sunday. Christ Jesus, the mirror of the Christian. Enjoy grace as you grow in the knowledge of God.
In the name of Jesus, Shabalo kosiki rabo kosaki rabo labosayam. Mekura koseke rebo kusaki rabo labo kusaki rabaya. Mandolobo sindile boroko siki ti poroko saki rabos kataya. Malay zadada. That the eyes of your understanding will be flooded with light. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now lift up your right hand. Say, the word of God is God speaking to me. Say, the word of God is God speaking to me. Say, I am who Christ is. I have what Christ has. I can do what Christ can do. I'm seated where Christ is seated. Say, I am who Christ is.
I have what Christ has.
I can do what Christ can do.
I'm seated where Christ is seated.
In heavenly place.
Now.
Say, I'm not an ordinary person. Say,
I'm not an ordinary person.
Because I live in Christ Jesus. Say, I'm not an ordinary person.
Say, I'm not disadvantaged on any ground.
I cannot be disadvantaged in Christ Jesus. Shout a big hallelujah. As you are standing, I want us to open to Galatians chapter 3, verse 11. I want someone to open to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. Shako Odiva Hasakaya. Galatians chapter 3, verse 11. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. Romans chapter 1, verse 17. Palahashte Leveko Shakarahaste. I want another person to open to Habakkuk. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. Have you all opened? Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. Who has opened to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38?
Hebrews 10, 38. Now the just shall live by faith. Mm-hmm. But if any man draw
now
back...
Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draws back...
My soul shall have no pleasure in him.
My soul shall have no pleasure in him. Praise God. Now who is reading Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4? Oh, verse, okay. Read it.
Chapter 2, verse 4. I'm reading from the King James Version. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him. But the just shall live by his faith.
Amen. But the just shall live by his faith. But the just shall live by his faith. The just shall live by faith. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We find out that all has to do with the just shall live by faith. Praise God. And one thing is that when you see God speaking two or three times, or speaking emphatically, it means that what he's saying is very, it's not just important, it's very, very important. Praise God. And he says, wherever we read, it says, the just shall live by his faith. Let me please sit down. The just shall live by his faith. The just shall live by his faith. I'm talking about our walk of faith. Our walk of faith. Look at someone, tell the person that our walk of faith. Or look at another person and tell the person that our walk of faith. Shout amen. Amen. Look at someone and tell the person that you're welcome to World Changers Conference. Welcome someone to World Changers Conference. Tell the person you're welcome to World Changers Conference. Hallelujah. Our walk of faith. We've been talking a lot of things about Christ. See, I want you to understand that Christianity is not mysterious. Hallelujah. God is not a mysterious God. God used to be a mysterious God. But now, or presently, God is not a mysterious God. So, God is not a mystery to the Christian. Or God is not a mystery to the church. Praise God. Look at someone, tell the person, God is not a mystery to the church. A lot of times people think that God is mysterious. God's ways are mysterious. What God does is mysterious. Praise God. But you see, God has revealed himself to us. The mysterious God has unveiled himself to us in Christ Jesus. So anyone who believes in Christ Jesus has access, insight into God. It means that God is not hidden. It means that God is not mysterious. Praise God. So Christ is the unveiling of God. Praise God. Christ unveils God, reveals God. And those of us who are in Christ Jesus, we unveil Christ, we reveal Christ. So that through Christ Jesus, through Christ Jesus, we have access into insight. We are able to assess God. We are able to understand God. We are able to understand the way God functions. Praise God. We are able to understand who God is in Christ Jesus. You cannot know who God is by studying in any institution. You only know who God is by Christ Jesus. The knowledge of Christ shows us who God is. So that the more knowledge of Christ we have, the more of God that we know. And the more of God that we know, the more of ourselves that we know. Why? Because we are founded in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. So God is not mysterious. See, and when we read say that the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. The righteous one shall live by faith. It means that faith is a walk. Faith is not a religious term. Faith is a walk. The just shall live by faith. It means that God has prescribed a way. Or the kind of way a Christian should live. And that way is by faith. Praise God. God has prescribed the way the Christian should live. And that way is faith. So he says that the Christian or the just or the righteous one. The word just means righteous one. Praise God. It says the righteous one should have faith. Open the 2 Corinthians chapter 5 quickly. Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7. So faith is not a religious term. Faith is a walk. Praise God. Faith is not a religious term. Faith is a walk. Shout hallelujah. Faith is our life. We live by faith. The way by which we live is faith. We say, how do you live? We say, I live by faith. What does it mean when we say you live by faith?
Why is faith very important to God? Why does God want us to live by faith? Why faith? Look at someone, tell the person, why faith? Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7. Who has opened 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7? Quickly. Okay, well.
Philippians chapter 5 verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
For we walk by faith.
For we walk by faith.
Not by sight.
Not Amen. By sight. Have you all opened the 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7? Have you all opened? Now I want us all to read together. 1, 2, go.
For we walk by faith, not by sight.
Now remove the we and say I. Praise God. Now, 1, 2, go.
For I walk by faith, not by sight.
For I walk by faith, not by sight. For I walk by faith, or for we walk by faith, and not by sight. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, that means that you can walk by faith, and you can walk by sight. It says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. But then you can walk by faith and you can walk by sight. But then you see, God or Paul, by revelation, is showing the church that we, the church, walk by faith. In other words, there are people who also walk by sight. But you see, the way God wants us to walk is by faith. But then you can be a Christian and be ignorant of the fact that you have to walk by faith and then be walking by sight. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So there are people who walk by sight. There are even Christians who walk by sight. Why? Because they are ignorant of how they should walk. God doesn't only give us life, or God doesn't only dwell in us, or Christ is not only living in us. Christ has shown us how we should walk. Shout hallelujah. And that walk is a walk of faith. It's a walk of faith. But then you can walk by sight. So he says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. See, when we say you walk by sight, it means that you walk by your senses. It means you walk by your feelings. Today you feel like doing good, you do good. Tomorrow you feel like doing bad, you do bad. Why? You live by your feelings. You feel like praying, you pray. You don't feel like praying, you don't pray. You are walking by your sight. It means you walk by what you see, the circumstances of this life. It means that you walk by your physical environment. To walk by sight. It means that you walk by the experiences you are having. See, you regulate your life by the experiences that you have. You regulate your life by what you see or what you hear around. You regulate your life by the things that you hear, which are not even consistent with the word of God. Shout hallelujah. So when it says you walk by sight, it means that you walk by the physical environment you find yourself in. Whatever they say, you think. Praise God. Whatever you hear in town, you've heard something. That is how you live. That is how you walk. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But then God wants us to walk by faith and not by sight. How do you mean? How do you say I shouldn't walk by sight? hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So that it's important. I always say this thing. It's important what you hear. It's important what you see. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's important what you hear. It's important what you see. So that you are not regulated by your experiences. You are not regulated by your physical experiences. Or you are not regulated by the society in which you find yourself in. And whatever they are saying and whatever they are doing. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But then God wants us to walk by faith. What does it mean when he says we should walk by faith? What does it mean? Why is faith very important to God? Why is it necessary? See, look at someone, tell the person, faith is an action. Tell the person, faith is an activity.
Faith is an activity.
Say that and say, faith is an action.
Faith is an action.
Say that and say, faith is an activity.
Faith is an activity.
What do you do
for God to say that this person is walking by faith? A lot of questions. What do you do for God to say that, oh, this person is walking by faith? Or for us to see that this person is walking by faith? Oh, disha talabakasa. See, when the Bible says, let me tell you the reason, the necessity of faith to God, the reason why faith is important to God is because it is only by faith that you can relate to God. It's only by faith that you can respond to God. See, it says, we walk by faith and not by sight. Means that if you are walking by sight, you are walking opposite to what faith is. And when you are walking by faith, you are walking opposite to what sight is. In other words, sight means that you are regulating your life according to your senses, according to your feelings, according to what you hear on the news, on the radio, on the TV. That is how you regulate your life. You regulate your life according to the knowledge of this world. It says you are walking by sight. See, when you walk by faith, it means that to relate to God. See, it means to relate to the realm of the spirit. It means to live in God. Listen, when we say you are walking by faith, hallelujah, it means that you are living in God. It means you are relating to God. It means that you are responding to God. When you respond to God, you are walking by faith. The reason why God wants us to live by faith is because you cannot relate to the invisible without faith. Hallelujah. Faith relates us to the invisible. Faith relates us to the realm of the spirit. Faith relates us to God, who is spirit. Shout hallelujah. So, the reason why God wants us to walk by faith is because when we walk by faith, then we can walk with Him. Or, we can live in Him. Or, we can relate to the realm of the spirit. We can live in the realm of the spirit and walk in the realm of the spirit. That's what the Bible says, that for if we live in the spirit, we should also walk in the spirit. So, faith is living in the spirit and walking in the spirit. Now, when you live in the spirit and you walk in the spirit, you do not walk by your senses. Why? See, listen. You live in the spirit, you walk in the spirit, you live from the spirit into the natural. Open to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. Quickly. So without faith, you can't relate with God. See, God is spirit. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. Quickly.
And without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Mm-hmm. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that He exists. Mm-hmm. And that He rewards those who seek Him.
See, it says that for without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. When it says it is impossible to please God, it's not that, oh, I'm doing something to please God. No. It says without faith, you cannot reach God. See, without faith, you cannot respond to God. See, God is spirit. The Bible says God is spirit, and they that worship Him worship in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit person. Living in the realm of the spirit. There is the realm of the spirit. And there is the physical realm. Are you listening? Now, God is a spirit. Now, when He says live by faith or walk by faith, what He's telling you is that He says that respond to Him as God. By faith. When you respond to God by faith, it means that you are responding to God as a spirit being. See, God is a spirit being. Say, God is a spirit being. It means God is a spirit person. The Bible says in John chapter 4 that God is spirit. That also means that He's a spirit person. There is the realm of the spirit. Angels are spirit beings. So, there are spirit beings. There are physical beings. Are you listening? There are spirit beings, there are physical beings. There is the realm of the spirit, there is the realm of the physical. Are you listening? So there is the physical realm, then there is the spiritual realm. Faith enables us to relate to the spirit realm. Faith enables us to respond to the spirit realm. Are you following? So, when God says that, live by faith, he says that, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that is. He says that, for without faith it is impossible to please God. See, that word please there doesn't mean that you are doing something for God to be happy. No. He says that, for without faith it is impossible to please God. Why? Because without faith you can't reach God. Shout hallelujah. You can't relate with God without faith. Why? It means that faith is a relationship between us and the invisible. You understand? Faith is a relationship between us and the invisible. There is an invisible realm, the realm of the spirit. There is us. Now, man is a spirit. God is a spirit. The Christian is a spirit in Christ Jesus. Are you following? God is a spirit. Man is a spirit. The Christian is a spirit in Christ Jesus. Man and the Christian are different. Praise God. Now, what that means is that if the Christian as spirit wants to relate to God as spirit, it is only by faith. Why? Because even though man is a spirit and the Christian is a spirit who lives in Christ, the Christian is housed in his body. You understand? God as a spirit being lives in the realm of the spirit. We live in the realm of the spirit by faith. We as Christians. And the only way we are able to live in the realm of the spirit by faith is because faith enables us to relate to the realm of the spirit. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, when God says that walk by faith, or the just shall live by faith, or we walk by faith and not by sight, what he's saying is that when we walk by faith, then we can respond to God. We can relate to God as a spirit being and relate to his realm, the realm of the spirit. We can also relate to God and live from where we are relating to into the natural. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, you can't relate to God without faith. You can only, that's why it says that, for it is impossible, it says that, without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that God lives, or God exists, or God is. He that comes to God must believe that God is. Must believe that God exists as a spirit being. If such a person believes that God exists as a spirit being, then that person is able to relate to God as a spirit being. Hallelujah. Now, the reason why I'm not able to go straight the way I want to go through is, you see, there are two ways of relating to God. When you read the Bible, you discover that people related to God before Jesus came. Are you listening? People related to God before Jesus came. The way they related to God is different, or was different, from the way we relate to God now. Are you listening? So, the way they related to God was different, or is different, from the way we relate to God, we as Christians. But those who related to God before Christ came related to God in a different way. And we relate to God in a different way. Are you following? So, before Christ came, there were people who related to God, who had a relationship with God, who responded to God in various ways. But their response to God is different from our own response to God. Are you following? Their response to God is different from our own response to God. Hallelujah. They related to God through the word, through what God said. We relate to God through Christ Jesus. See, they are, see, hallelujah. Are you following me so far? Now, there are two kinds of faith. There are two kinds of faith. Oh, Shadalabakasai. He that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder. When a person believes that God is and relates to him that way, he is walking by faith. That's a general definition I'll give. Praise God. But you see, I'm talking about two kinds of faith right now. Two kinds of faith. We walk by faith, not by sight. By sight, we relate to environment. What we hear. But it says we walk by faith. We relate to God. What he tells us. The way he does things. His knowledge. That we know we have in Christ Jesus. All those things is a walk of faith. But see, there are two kinds of faith. And the two kinds of faith will enable us to differentiate between how the church relates to God now and how the people before Christ came related to God. And all those relationships is faith. You understand? See, there is what is called faith. One. Two, there is what is called our faith. Two kinds of faith is very important. Sometimes when we talk about two kinds of faith, people talk about little faith, small faith. As I teach you, you know that there is no little faith or small faith in Christ. There is no. Why? Because most of the time, the reason why, when people teach on the subject of faith, what they take as example are the people who came to Jesus. When you take somebody who came to Jesus for healing as example, in teaching faith, you have taught wrongly. Why? Because we are not in the shoes of those who came to Jesus. We are in the shoes of Jesus himself. You should understand, we are in the name of Jesus. Are you listening? Oh, see, the Bible says that there was this paralyzed guy who was brought to Jesus Christ. And when they came, they saw that because of the multitudes, they couldn't bring the guy in. So they opened the roof and brought the guy down. And the Bible said, when Jesus saw their faith, he said, great is their faith. He says, man, your sins are forgiven you. Rise up and walk. Rise up, take up your bed and walk. The guy took his bed and walk and began to walk. Now, see, there's a difference between the faith that Jesus had as a person and the faith that he demonstrated, and the faith that people had to come and receive things from him. Did you hear that? There's a difference between the faith that Jesus had as a person and the faith that people had in him to receive something from him. That is why I say that, see, when you teach certain things from the gospel, you teach wrongly. What you teach from the gospel must be consistent with what is revealed in the epistles. Am I going too fast? See, what you teach from the gospels must be consistent with what has been revealed in the epistles. You understand? So when you read something, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, it must be consistent with what is revealed in the epistles. Why? Because you see, the gospels doesn't still show us or give us a clarity of the knowledge of Christ. Or even a clarity of the knowledge of God. Why? The Bible says that Jesus walked with his disciples for 3 years. One day, when he was raised from the dead, he met them. They were confused. Is it the same Jesus or another person? Then the Bible says that he opened up their understanding to understand the scriptures. In other words, when he walked with him all those years, they didn't understand the scriptures. But when he resurrected, are you following me? When he was raised from the dead, he opened up their understanding, the Bible says, to understand the scriptures. When did he open up the understanding? After the resurrection. Not before the resurrection. Why did he choose to open the understanding after the resurrection, not before the resurrection? Because it is after the resurrection that the clarity of the knowledge of Christ is known. It is after the resurrection that the clarity of the knowledge of Christ. Your sight into God is cleared. See, when we say insight, it means it's your sight into God. That is when it is cleared after the resurrection. And that is why the epistle is more powerful and more efficacious. Why? Because the epistle was written after the resurrection. So the full revelation of God is in the epistles. The gospels that can't give you the full revelation of Christ. Are you following? That means that, I said, there is faith. There is our faith. When you read Hebrews chapter 11 talks about faith. Now faith is. Chapter 12 says that, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Our faith. At that time, it's not talking about just faith. It's talking about our faith. Why? See, look at me. This thing I said is very important. It's important that we understand that those who came to Jesus to receive something from Jesus, the faith by which they came, is not our faith. It's not our example of faith. Our example of faith is Christ Himself. Why? Because the Christian is a type of Christ. And those of you who have been coming for watching this, we'll be talking about Christ, you in Christ. Right now we said, I am who Christ is. You said, I am who Christ is. So your example is Christ. The people who came to Jesus Christ to receive something from God did not have Christ in them. But you have Christ Himself in you. There is a difference. So those people cannot be an example of our faith. Are you getting it now? Shout hallelujah. You see, those people cannot be an example of our faith. They can be an example of faith. See, when I talk about faith and our faith, what I'm saying is that Hebrews 12 says that our faith, right? Ephesians chapter 1 says that, Paul says that, when I heard of your faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, he did not say when I heard about faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, he said, when I heard about your faith, or when I heard of your faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Are you following? There is faith, there is our faith. There is a reason why there is faith and there is our faith. Because the faith that Jesus had, and the faith of those who came to see, when you get born again, you are not trying to receive something from God. I've said it over and over. Once you are born again, you have received Christ. Christ is the best gift God can give you. That is why we explained that Christ is in you, the hope of glory. You are not trying to receive something from God. You are in Christ to manifest Him. There's a difference. Say, I am in Christ Jesus.
I am in Christ Jesus.
Say, Christ Jesus is in me. Say, I am in Christ Jesus.
I am in Christ Jesus.
Say, Christ Jesus is in me. It means that those who came to Jesus to receive healings and receive things and receive that from Him, even did not fully understand Him. They just wanted a miracle. We are different in kind. Look at someone, tell the person, I'm different in kind.
Say that and
say, I'm different in kind. So you should understand which shoes you are in. You should understand which shoes you are in. Is it that you are in the shoes of Christ or you are in the shoes of those who came to receive something? And most of the times, most of the books on faith, most of the messages on faith has to do with maybe the woman with the issue of blood who was coming to touch the hem of his garment. And Jesus said, oh, great is your faith. Or we said, oh, the woman had great faith. Why? She came to touch the hem of his garment. We are not touching the hem of his garment. The person they were touching his garment is in us. There's a difference. That is where the difference is when it comes to the message of faith. So we are not talking about little faith, small faith, great faith. No. Why? Those people that Jesus said their faith was little and their faith was great were people who are now coming to receive from Christ. We are not receiving from Christ. We have received from Christ. Salvation is receiving Christ into you. That is salvation. When we say you are saved, I've said it over and over, it's not that you are free from sin. You have received Christ. That puts you on another level. Say, I have received Christ.
I have received Christ.
Say, I have received Christ.
I have received Christ.
Say, Christ is in me.
Christ is in me.
I am in Christ Jesus.
I am in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah. So you realize that when you come into the epistles, Paul never talks about little faith or strong faith or big faith or nothing like that. Why? Because he was coming from a different revelation. Hallelujah. It's very important that you catch this thing. That those who came to Jesus Christ to receive something by faith is different from us. We are manifesting Christ by faith. Why? We have received him. It says, as you have therefore received Christ, walk in him. So I have received Christ. If you have not, listened to the mystery of Christ 3, you've not listened to it, get it and go and listen to it. You become conscious of Christ in you. You become conscious of you in Christ. Then you see that faith is different because of that. None of the people in the Old Testament had Christ in them. So it means that their faith or their own understanding of faith or our understanding of faith when we look at them will be different. Because they did not have Christ. But our own understanding of faith to ourselves must be different because we have Christ. Shout hallelujah. So I said that there is faith, there is our faith. Paul says that your faith, ever since I heard of your faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says that he's the author and finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. Now, open to Galatians. You can write that one, faith, our faith. And then under our faith, you write Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 to 2. Then you write Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7 to 9. Where he talks about, ever since I heard of your faith. See, there's a reason for which he calls it our faith. And calls the one before the coming of Christ faith. So, before the coming of Christ, faith is faith. After the coming of Christ, faith is our faith. You understand? There's a difference. Now go to Galatians chapter 3, verse 22 to 23 quickly.
Galatians chapter 3, verse 22 to 23. Mm-hmm. But the scripture had concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ mm-hmm. might be given to them that believe.
Mm-hmm. That the promise of faith by Jesus Christ, that the promise, oh, hallelujah. But before faith came, see, it says, before faith came. Are you catching it? But before faith came, continue. Let me show you something there.
But before faith came,
mm-hmm.
we were kept under the law.
Uh-huh. I was talking to the Jews. Mm-hmm.
Shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed.
Verse 23. Have you opened to verse 23? Look into the Bible. As you behold, you become. So behold, what is he saying there? One, two, go. Mm-hmm. Shut up. Before faith came, we were kept. Paul was talking to the Galatians. He was talking about the Jews who had received the law. And he said, before faith came, we were what? We were shut up under the law. Uh-huh. Unto faith. Uh-huh. Which should afterwards be revealed. So, there was a faith. Listen. It means that
Before, during the law, according to the revelation that Paul was giving, during the law, there was a faith that was afterward to be revealed. When the law was in place. Have you seen it there? It means that during the law, the times where the law was there, the law of Moses, there was still a faith that was afterwards going to be revealed. Paul said that during the law, we were shut up. What were we waiting for? For the faith that was afterward going to be revealed. Then he says, the law was a schoolmaster to the faith. It was a schoolmaster. You understand? So, there was a faith that was afterwards going to be revealed. Now listen. Are you listening? Did you see that one? Look at it again. Some of you are just looking at my face. Look at where? Verse 23. Galatians 3:23. Look into the Bible. What is he saying? Now listen. Before faith came, we were kept under the law. Shut up unto the faith which should afterward be revealed. So, under the law, they were shut up unto the faith. In other words, under the law, they could not have access to the faith that was afterward going to be revealed. So, there was a faith that was afterward going to be revealed, even when the law was in place. And because of the law, they were shut up to that faith. Shut up means that they were close to the faith. Not close as is. It means that they were closed. They were shut up unto the faith that was afterwards going to be revealed. So, when the law was in place, there was, according to Paul, there was a faith that was afterwards going to be revealed. But then you see, it's very important. The Bible says that in Hebrews chapter 11, that by faith, Gideon, or through faith, Gideon. When you read Hebrews chapter 11, all the heroes of faith that they talk about did not know they were living by faith. It was revealed to Paul to write that they were living by faith. So the things that they did, they didn't know they did it by faith. It was Paul who had the revelation that all the things that they did, all the exploits that they did, were through faith. But then you see that it says, by faith, Gideon did this. The Bible says, talks about Gideon. Gideon was a Jew. You understand? Who did things through faith. Yeah, the Bible talks about a faith that was afterwards going to be revealed. You didn't catch this one. So it means that there, when I say there are two kinds of faith, I'm saying that there are two kinds of understanding of faith. That two kinds of understanding of faith is the first one that we talk about, Hebrews 11 talks about. And the second one is the faith that was afterwards going to be revealed. That was the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, our faith is faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Or faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the first one which is faith toward God. Or faith to God. Or faith in God. And the first one is that which Hebrews 11 talks about in the heroes of faith. Are you following? And that first one, which is the faith, only helps the elders to obtain a good report. You see the difference? So the first one which is faith, enable the elders to obtain a good report. The second one, which is our faith, is the one that was afterwards going to be revealed. But the first one, which is faith, enable them to have a good report. Praise God. So there are two kinds of understandings of faith. The first one is faith. The second one is our faith. Our faith is faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the faith that was afterward going to be revealed. The first one is faith, which enabled the elders to obtain a good report. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's very important that you understand these two things. The first one is faith. The second one is our faith. The first faith is the one that enabled the elders to obtain a good report. So what they received by their faith, it's a good report. But then in Galatians, it talks about the faith that was afterwards going to be revealed, which had not yet been revealed when they were under the law. Yet under the law, there were some people whose names were mentioned that they lived through faith, even though they were under the law. How is that possible? Have you caught it? Do you understand the difference between the two? Hallelujah. Do you understand the difference between the two? That one is faith, one is our faith. The first one is faith in God. The second one is faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why is that? He said our faith and faith, our faith. As we go on, I'll explain this thing, you understand. When I come to our faith, I'll explain this to understand it very well. Why faith in our Lord Jesus Christ and faith in God? People say, is it not the same? It's not the same. Hallelujah. And then listen. So, the first one is faith. The second one is our faith. The second one, our faith, was the one that was afterwards going to be revealed. In other words, it was going to happen some time to come. But you see, when you read Hebrews chapter 11, it says that by faith, the elders obtained a good report. Then when you read Hebrews chapter 11, verse 39 to 40, open it up quickly. That means that, see, the heroes of faith that we talk about, all the heroes of faith we talk about in Hebrews chapter 11, were examples. According to Romans chapter 15, it says that all this is written aforetime for our examples. But Christ Jesus is our perfect example. So, open to Hebrews chapter 11 quickly. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 and 2. Someone should read it quickly.
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for,
uh-huh,
the evidence of things not seen.
Uh-huh.
For by it the elders obtained a good report.
For by it the elders obtained a good report. Now go to 39 and 40 quickly. The same Hebrews chapter 11, 39 and 40.
39 and 40.
Mm-hmm.
And these all, see, having obtained a good report.
Robert, wait. Have you opened to 39 and 40? I want to see you looking into the Bible and reading it to yourself. See, when you are meditating, you read the word of God to yourself as God is speaking to you. And this all, God is telling you that this all. You understand? Now, quickly, Obed.
All,
mm-hmm,
having obtained a good report through faith,
mm-hmm,
received not the promise.
Received, and this all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise.
God having provided some better thing for us.
Verse 40 says what? God having provided some better thing for which people? But before 39 says that all these people obtained a good report, but did not receive the promise. Which people were they? The heroes of faith. Mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11. Verse 40 says that, and what?
God having provided some better thing for us.
And God having provided some better thing for us. For which people?
For us.
For which people? For me. Me. God has provided a better thing for us. That what?
That they without us. Should not be made perfect.
It means that those people we are talking about who live by faith and obtain good report, their perfection is in us. That shows that their faith was not a perfect faith. In other words, when we are describing a perfect faith, it's us. Faith in Christ Jesus is our faith. Why? Because those people, God having provided a better thing, that they without us should not be made perfect. So it means that their perfection was depending on us. Or was dependent on us. You understand? That also means that the faith that we have is a perfect faith. What they had was not a perfect faith. So that the first faith was not a perfect faith. The faith, our faith is a perfect faith. Are you following? So it says, God having provided a better thing for us, that they, those people that we mentioned, without us should not be made perfect. God having provided a better thing for us. In other words, even though they did something, they had good report. What they did was not better in the sight of God. God having provided a better thing for us, that they, without us, should not be made perfect. So they did not receive the promise. They had a good report. But then it says, they without us should not be made perfect. God having provided a better thing for us. If someone gives you something and gives another person a better thing, there is a difference between what you have given to somebody else and the better thing you've given to another person. God gave them faith. He gave us a better faith. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you following? So a better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. You can see the kind of life God has called us into. The kind of faith he has given to us. He says that God has provided a better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. They without us. Without us, they cannot be perfect. They cannot be called perfect without us. It means that God is looking at us to describe their perfection. We are the perfection of their faith. We have a better faith. It means that what? That is why the Bible talks about a better covenant. And better promises. Better. So, see. God is saying that theirs was not better. It was good. Ours is better. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, do you know what I want to teach? Let's go to Hebrews 11 again. Do you know what I'm taking from? I'm going to talk about faith. Then I'll come to our faith. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
See, because when you read a lot of books, a lot of messages, you discover that people talk more of faith and not our faith. You understand? So I want to talk about faith before I go to our faith. That means that I'm talking about faith as in before Christ came. And then faith after resurrection. What is faith after resurrection? Those of us who are in Christ Jesus, what is faith to us? Those before Christ Jesus, what was faith to them? Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I want to finish the faith today. Then I'll continue the our faith next week. Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Go to Hebrews chapter 11 quickly. Oh, Shamalaka Sendelebe Kesaya. Say, I'm receiving the word of God.
I'm catching the knowledge of Christ.
Let me tell you one thing. The word of God is Christ.
Yeah.
But the word of God also imparts the knowledge of Christ. There's a difference between the finished works of the cross. How many of you have heard about the finished works of the cross? You've heard about it. There's a difference between the finished works of the cross and the good works or the works of the throne. There is a difference. There is what is called it's very important as we teach faith. There is the finished. People say that you have faith in the finished works of the cross. No. We don't have faith in the finished works of the cross. Why? He says, listen, let me give you a scripture. He says, for we are his workmanship. He says, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Our works is not because of the finished works of the cross. Our works, it says, before that we should walk in them. We should occupy ourselves in them. So, there is the finished works of the cross. And there is the good works of the throne. Why? There is good works as a result of where Christ is seated. And there is the finished works as a result of what Christ did on the cross. Shout
hallelujah.
Are you people catching it?
No.
If you don't catch it, it's recorded. Just go and listen to it. You catch it. But it's important that you understand. Why is it very important? Because you see, so that your faith is not in the finished works of the cross. Your faith is in Christ who is seated on the throne. That means that is when you can really understand when it says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 10. That God beforehand ordained that we should walk in them. God beforehand ordained works for the church. It's not because of the cross that he ordained. For we are his, that means also that shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That means that, see, we as Christians don't live the kind of life we live because of the cross. We live the kind of life we live because we are in Christ. We are seated. See, we are seated. Not only that we are seated, he is seated in us. See, listen. There's a difference between understanding that Christ is seated far above somewhere and understanding that Christ is seated far above in you. There's a difference. It's okay. Let's go to Hebrews 11. When I get to faith, our faith, I'll explain this thing again. Praise God. Why? I want to show you, that's why last week I was saying that, I want to show you how by faith, you live by faith in a particular way. Our example, our perfect example is Christ Jesus. All the others were examples. Heroes of faith were examples. But they are not the perfect example. Let's go to faith before we go to the perfect example. On faith. Obed, now let's read quickly. Hebrews chapter 11. Verse 1, reading downwards.
Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 1. Mm-hmm. Now faith is the substance of
now
things
hoped
for.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Mm-hmm.
The evidence of things not seen.
The evidence of things not seen.
For by it the elders obtained a good report.
And by the Hebrews 11, I'll come back to Hebrews 11 verse 1. The reason why I can't talk about this one today is because when you study carefully, you discover that when Paul was writing this thing, he was having the church in mind in a particular way. And was also having the elders in mind in a particular way. You understand? So, if you're explaining Hebrews 11 and you're not careful, you explain it in one direction and leave the other one. You understand? So, I'll come to Hebrews 11 again, but not today. But you continue.
For by it the elders obtained a good report.
For by it the elders obtained a good report.
Through faith we understand
it
that.
It says, through faith we understand
that the worlds were framed by the word of God.
I'm talking about faith, not our faith. But I want you to follow this one very carefully. It will bless you before we come to our faith. So that you can see where, when we say our faith is higher, you can understand. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, continue. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed
by the word of God.
By the word of God.
So that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear.
So that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Now listen. It says, through faith we understand that the world that we have, this world, the worlds were framed by the word of God. So God's word framed the world. Then it says, we understand through faith that this happened. See, when we talk about spiritual understanding, I've said it over and over. There is spiritual understanding, there is wisdom, there is revelation. I've explained wisdom as insight and then revelation. Revelation. Then spiritual understanding means a spiritual meaning, or the spiritual meaning that you derive from the word of God. For instance, last week I said that when we talk about sickness, we are talking about a spirit of infirmity. It's a spirit, that is called spiritual understanding. A spiritual meaning that you derive from the studies of the word of God concerning things. So that someone with medical understanding will say that, oh, this is cancer. But you with spiritual understanding, this is the spirit of infirmity. On the same thing. But you are coming differently. You understand? It says, now through faith we understand. We understand through faith. Now when I said that, faith enables you to do what? To relate with God. To relate with the realm of the spirit. To walk with the invisible. To relate with the invisible. That's what I said. You understand? And I said that There are two ways, faith, our faith, or two ways of relating to the invisible. One, relating to God by the word, relating to our Lord Jesus Christ, or relating to God through our Lord Jesus Christ. No, you didn't catch it. Well, it's there. When you listen to the message, you catch it. But then, what am I coming to? We are talking about faith now. Now listen. It means that these men related to God, or they responded to God. But their relationship with God, or their response to God, was different from our own, our response to God through our Lord Jesus Christ, or to Jesus Christ. These men we are talking about, Hebrews chapter 11, responded to God or related to God. God who is spirit. By the way, he gave them. We relate with God through Jesus Christ. So, I said, the necessity of faith is to enable you to relate to God. That's what I said. How many of you heard that? Oh, how many of you heard that? Okay. Then I'm saying that these people related to God, we relate also to God through Jesus Christ. That is our faith, or that is the Christian or the church. But these elders related to God, and we are coming to how they related to God. God is a spirit. How did they relate to him? Then he says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. I'll continue quickly.
By faith. Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice.
Than Cain by faith. Continue.
By which he obtained witness that he was righteous.
By which he obtained witness that he was righteous.
God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh.
He being dead yet speaketh. But you see, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. A more excellent sacrifice than Cain. We've heard about Abel and Cain, or Cain and Abel, and how Cain killed Abel. Hallelujah. And now God told them to sacrifice. Now, God related to these people by speaking to them. They responded to God by the word he spoke to them. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, responded to God by the word he gave them. God told them to sacrifice. Then Abel took his best things that he had, and Cain took whatever he wanted. And the Bible says, through faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice. Why? They all responded to God in their own different ways, but they responded to the word of God that came to them, or God as a spirit spoke to them and they responded. In other words, their own relationship with God was, they believed what God said and they responded by acting on it. Are you following? The faith, the heroes of faith, they believed what God said, they acted on what God said. They believed what God said, they acted on what God said. No. Many people think that right now when we say faith, our faith, or faith in Christ, it means you believe God's word and you act on it. It's different. For instance, it's different when he says that he sent his word to heal them. No, you know the Bible says that in the book of Psalms that he sent his word to heal them. You've not heard it before. He sent his word to heal them. And to do what? And to deliver them. But you see that when you read John 1, he talks about how God has sent his word. Are they the same? Okay, continue.
By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death.
By faith, Enoch was translated. Now, we've talked about Abel, Cain and Abel. We are talking about Enoch. By faith, the Bible says that by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
By faith. In other words, Abel related with God. You should understand that all this time, sin was in the world. men's spirit had not been justified or made righteous like now. Now we are made righteous in Christ Jesus. You know about that. You understand? But these people had not been made righteous in their spirit. Why? Because sin was in man. But then it says, by faith, Enoch was translated. In other words, Enoch also related with God. Whatever God said, Enoch did it. Enoch walked with God through the word of God. Enoch walked with God so much that the Bible says one day when they went, he was not there. When you listen, when you see, when you understand this one, you will understand what we have in Christ Jesus. Shout hallelujah. So it says, by faith, Enoch walked with God and was not. He was not. Means that one day when they went to his house, he was no longer there. Nobody knew where Enoch had gone until Paul came to reveal to us that Enoch was translated, that he should not see death. It shows you the thickness of Paul's revelation. Enoch was translated that he should not see death. Then the Bible said, before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. He had a testimony that he pleased God. So those people who walk with God had testimonies. And the testimony of Enoch was that he pleased God. How did he please God? He says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Meaning that he walked by faith every time. God told him, do this thing, he'll do it. God told Enoch, come, he comes. I want to talk with you. There was a thick relationship between Enoch and God. But there is a thicker relationship between us and God. Why? Our own is an inward relationship. From the inside. Yes, was his and God was from the outside. But then Enoch walked with God. Enoch walked with God. God is a spirit. A man walking with an invisible God. How? Through his word. Enoch walked with God and he was not. He was not found, for God took him. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's continue quickly.
For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God.
For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Continue.
But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Since the man became an heir of the righteousness which is by faith. This is thick. But it says that by faith Noah, being warned of God of things which he had not yet seen, moved with godly fear. You see the difference? What did he do? Moved with godly fear. He didn't just move. He moved with godly fear. He moved with reverence. He had reverence to God. Reverence for God. That God called him one day, Noah, I am coming to destroy the world with a flood. Build me an ark. He was building the ark for himself. But God told him, says, build me an ark. That's what God said. When in the book of Genesis, that's what God said. How many of you know about Noah's story? Because you're looking at my face as if. Listen. But then you say that God told Noah, Noah, build me an ark. When God told Noah to build him an ark, Noah had not seen rain before. When he said that I'm going to destroy the world with a flood, Noah had not seen rain before. But the Bible says that God told Noah, build me an ark. I'm coming to destroy the world with a flood. And the Bible says that Noah did as God commanded him. When you read the book of Genesis, Noah did as God commanded him. It means that when God came to Noah and said, build me an ark, and Noah heard, Noah went ahead to begin to do to build the ark. By faith, Noah moved godly fear. He responded to God's word, build me an ark. Do you understand? He related to God through the word that came to him. And when you read the Bible, before the flood came, God spoke to him once.
Men of heroes of faith.
The man heard God once. Build me an ark. Build me an ark. I'm coming to destroy the world with a flood. The Bible says, and Noah did what God had commanded him. The man heard God. Moved. I want you to understand. When God comes to a man and tell him that I'm coming to destroy the world with a flood, build me an ark. And God speaks to that person once. And the Bible says that the person moved with godly fear. He had so much reverence for God that even though he had not seen rain before, he did not say that, why would God come and tell me to build him an ark? I've not even seen rain. What is flood? You understand? He didn't know what flood was because he didn't know what even rain was. But God had spoken to him. He responded to God. How? Through his word. The spoken word. And the Bible says Noah began to build the ark. By faith. He began to build the ark. He began to build the ark. It took him about 120 years. Do you know what 120 years means? Generations upon generations upon generations. It means that certain generations came and said, what is this man building? When he started building, some were not born. When they came, they would come and say, what is this man building? Their fathers would tell them, leave this man, he's mad. He says that God will destroy the world with a flood. And he's building an ark. He says, God says, you build an ark. He has been building it for generation to generation. When he was building it, even you people were not born. Still, he's still building. Come on, shout hallelujah. The men of faith that we read about. Their faith was not like ours. But look at how they related to God. Moved with godly fear. Moved with godly fear. Moved with reverence for God. Built an ark for years. And kept on building without giving up. What does the Bible say? He condemned the world. By that, he condemned the world and saved his house. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How he responded to God's word. All right, continue.
Verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
By faith, Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
When he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed.
Abraham, when he was called upon to a place which he should afterwards receive for an inheritance, obeyed.
And he
Abraham, when he was called, obeyed. Abraham, when he was called, who called him? He obeyed. So, the way they related to God and responded to God, even though we have a better thing more than them, the Bible says we have a better faith. We are the perfection of their faith. But then look at how they related to God and responded to God when he spoke to them. Abraham, leave your father's house to a country that I will show you. The man wakes up, carries his bag, leave your father's house. When we read it like this, it's very simple, but it's not simple. But then look at how they responded to God. Look at how they esteemed God. That God tells them, leave your house. Abraham, leave your house to a place that I will show you. The guy carries his bag, begins to go. Responded to God. By faith. He had not seen God, he heard God. Noah had not seen God, he heard God. If you are blessed, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Continue.
And he went out, mm-hmm. not knowing whither he went.
Mm-hmm. By he went out, not knowing where he was going. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Continue.
By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, mm-hmm. as in a strange country.
As in a strange country.
Dwelling in tabernacles,
dwelling
with Isaac
in tabernacles
and Jacob.
With Isaac and Jacob.
Mm-hmm. The heirs with him of the same promise.
The heirs with him of the same promise.
Mm-hmm. For he looked for a city which had foundations.
For he looked for a city which had foundation.
Whose builder and maker is
whose
God.
Whose builder and maker is God.
Through faith also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed. And was delivered of a child when she was past age. Because she judged him faithful who had promised.
Because he judged him faithful who had promised. Through faith, Sarah received strength to conceive. Through faith, Abraham was moving from tents, sleeping in tents. God has spoken to him. Abraham, leave your father's house. The man has left. Living in tents. The Bible says that for he looked for a city which has foundation. He had foreseen something. When you began to move with him, when you begin to move with God, you see things. He walked with God. The Bible says one day God says, Abraham, walk before me and be thou perfect. So Abraham walked with God. God spoke to him, do this, you do it. They had not seen God like this at that time. But whatever God told them to do, that is what they did and nothing else. They responded to God, related to God, as God spoke to them. He was looking for a city. And the city he was looking for is the city we are in. It's powerful. The Bible says, for he had come unto Mount Zion, the city of the living God. But the Bible says that he was looking for a city whose builder and maker was God. That city is the city of Zion. That is where we live. For we have come to Mount Zion, whose builder and maker is God. The city we are in now was the city he was looking, he was foreseeing the city, and was moving with God. In living in tents. Through faith, his wife Sarah received strength to conceive. Through faith. Not by chance. Through faith. God had promised them, he had told them. When you read Romans chapter 4, it says, and be not weak in faith. He considered not his own body now dead, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. God had told them. God had called him Abraham. God had changed his name from Abraham to Abraham. From the father of none to father of many nations. Without any son. And God had told him that you have a son. And God had changed his name from Abraham to Abraham. Father of many nations without a son. And when he was going, people were calling him Abraham. Abraham means father of many nations. With the wife Sarah. And the old man Abraham with old Sarah. Old wife Sarah. Without any son. Believing the word of God. Holding on to God's word. The Bible says, and be not weak in faith. He considered not his own body dead. When he was but 100 years. So he walked with God. Related to God. Ladies and gentlemen, it's powerful. See, the man was fully convinced about what God had told him. Fully persuaded that God had told him that you have a son. He was 100. This understanding can take you some. Only this one. When you see what God has said to you, you are fully persuaded that it is the same God. The God who spoke to Abraham. And when Abraham was 100 years, the Bible did not say that when God spoke to Abraham, then God just fulfilled it. No. It says when he spoke to Abraham, when Abraham was 100 years, Abraham still had faith. Abraham had not given up on what God had told him. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then the Bible says that when he was 100 years, he considered not his own body now dead. And be not weak in faith. He considered not his own body now dead. And he considered, he refused to consider the deadness of Sarah's womb.
The Bible says he staggered not at the promise of God. He wavered not. He wasn't stuck. Oh God, you said this. Oh God, what? No. Why? He was responding to God. The only thing that man knew was what God had told him. In the midst of, you don't understand. You don't understand. It's as if God has told that, oh, you're going to own many things. Or you're going to own many houses. And you're sleeping in the kiosk. You don't understand. But the Bible says that he believed God. That's what the Bible says. Abraham believed God. And it was counted to him for righteousness. So that at the age of 100 and the wife 90 plus, he did not consider his own. You see, the Bible says that Sarah did not consider his body. The Bible said Abraham did not consider his body and did not consider the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. The Bible says he was strong in faith. Do you know what it means when he was strong in faith? You know, he was just saying, God, Abraham, I'm father of many nations. In the midst of people call Abraham, this old man, he doesn't have a son, he says he is father of nations. In the midst of that, when you read the Bible says that God was not ashamed to be called their God. So the people go to the office, they can't even talk about God. They can't talk about Jesus. They are afraid. Some are shy. He staggered not at the promise of God too humbly, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Giving glory to God. Thanksgiving is an expression of faith. Father, I thank you. You have made me great. It's an expression of faith. It's not complaints. Complaints is an expression of unbelief. You don't believe what you are even talking about. You are complaining. You told me that this person, you told me that this. No. What God had told Abraham, he was holding on to it. He walked with God. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And Sarah received strength to conceive. Sarah received strength to conceive. Through faith, she received strength to conceive. Through faith, Sarah, at the age of 90, received strength to conceive. You can even go and say, this is settled. Why? At the age of 90, Sarah received strength. But it didn't say that, oh, Sarah received strength to conceive. It said, through faith, Sarah received strength. Not through complaints and doubts. Sarah received strength. God told them, I'll give you a son. It had taken years. They were still holding on to what God had said. No changes. No faith. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's continue quickly. Quickly, Obed.
Verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore sprang there even of one,
mm-hmm.
and him as good as dead,
mm-hmm.
so many as the stars of the sky in multitude.
Now the Bible says that we who are of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Galatians chapter 3. You can read it. It says that we are of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. God said his descendant was going to be like the stars. And it has happened.
Continue, Obed, quickly.
And as the sun which is by the seashore innumerable, these all died in faith.
These all died in faith.
Not having received the promise.
Not having received the promise.
But having seen them afar off.
But having seen them afar off.
And were persuaded of them.
And were what?
Persuaded of them.
Mm-hmm.
And embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on this earth. The Bible says we are strangers on this earth. You know what that means? We live strangely. But you see, when you read, you understand that they were fully persuaded of God, what God had told them. The Bible says that they did not. All these men died in faith without receiving the promise. Do you know the promise was talking about? The promise of the coming of Christ. In other words, what God had spoke to them was beyond what he said to them. Understand this. Continue. He had spoken to them about promise. He had Isaac. But beyond Isaac was another one. Another promise which was yet to happen. Christ Jesus.
For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out,
mm-hmm.
they might have had opportunity to have returned.
Mm-hmm.
But now they desire a better country.
Mm-hmm.
That is unheavenly.
Oh, hallelujah. Continue very quickly.
Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God.
For
he had prepared for them a city. By faith, Abraham. When he was tried, offered up Isaac.
Oh, hallelujah. See, look at me. God had told Abraham, your seed shall be like the descendants. Your descendants shall be as the star. God had told him that you'll be father of many. He had no son. Now God had given him one son. Then God comes to him and says that, Abraham.
Yes.
He says, take your son. He says, your only son, whom thou lovest. When you read Genesis, that's what he said. He says, take your son. Take your only son, which you love. Take your son, your only son, which you love. Go and sacrifice. But Bible says, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. But do you know that what God was doing at that time was a shadow of Christ? Offered up Isaac, one son. The Bible says, when Abraham woke up, he did not tell Sarah. He couldn't have told Sarah, one son. God says, you go and sacrifice. It would have turned to a war. All right, continue.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
By faith, Abraham,
mm-hmm.
when he was tried, mm-hmm. offered up Isaac.
Mm-hmm.
And he that received the promises offered up his only begotten son.
Only begotten son.
Mm-hmm. Of whom it was said. That in Isaac shall thy seed be called.
Uh-huh.
Accounting that God was able to raise him up.
Uh-huh.
Even from the dead.
It means that the guy had walked with God. Through faith. He had come to a particular place in his walk with God. That's how come God took Enoch. Abraham had come to that point when his only son was going to sacrifice the son. He said, the Bible says he was accounting. He was saying to himself that even as I hold my only son to go and sacrifice, God was able to raise that son back to life. When he was going to sacrifice his only son, that is what he was saying. As I sacrifice this boy, God is able to raise him back out of the ashes. As I kill this boy and I sacrifice him, God can raise him back to life. The Bible says that, and he received it in a shadow, which is a type of Christ Jesus. Shout hallelujah. Do you know what it means? Their response to God was different. That is why we have a better faith. We are the perfection of their faith. But when we read about them, we begin to tremble. How can someone who is 19 years receive a child? Beyond. Carrying his child at the age of 100 plus, carrying his son to a mountain to go and sacrifice him. The Bible says he climbed the mountain for 3 days. 3 days. An old man. He told his servants, wait, we are coming. Never informed the servant what he was going to do, his intentions. Said, let's go. Slay this boy right now. And God was able to, accounting that God is able to raise him up. Yeah, oh, Kala Hasaya. I read the point where he said, God is able to do what he says he will do. Accounting that God was able to raise the son back. Some of you have read this thing, that's what I'm going through. But God told me that some people just, some have not even read all before. And some people just read through, you go and sit down. But when you sit down, that's meditation. You sit down to think about it. How can you have one son and sacrifice him? in the name of God. God says sacrifice, you sacrifice. And not just sacrifice, accounting. Telling yourself that as I sacrifice this son, the same God who gave the son to me. Now people, God give things, they can't even give out. God says give out, he's holding it. God gave you the thing, he says give it out, you're still holding. Say forgive. You see, account that God was able to raise him back to life. And he received it in the figure. When he's about to slay, God says, Abraham, Abraham, now I know that you fear me. You see, look at it. The Bible says Noah moved with who? What? Godly fear. Now God says that you fear me. Reverence. Reverence. Godly fear. I said, now I know that. He says, now I know that you fear me. Says, and God swore an oath. And when you read Hebrews 6, he says that God, by two immutable things, by which it was in Hebrews chapter 6, is by which it was impossible for God to lie. God swore by himself. That is why our blessing is assured. Why? Because God swore by himself that in blessing I'll bless you, and in multiply I'll multiply you. The Bible says that in whom, he says that by two immutable things in which is impossible for God to lie. Impossible. God has sworn because of Abraham that even if we enter anywhere, he'll bless us. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The man moved God to swear by himself. Someone said something. Someone said that God said we shouldn't swear, but he swore by himself. God himself, who said we shouldn't swear, swore by himself. The Bible said he could not swear by anybody greater. He looked around, nobody was greater than him. Said, I'll swear by myself because of you. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because somebody was moved with godly fear. Responded to what God said. God had told him something, he responded. And related with God, as God spoke to him. The man was serious. Do you know what the Bible says about Abraham? The Bible says that one day God said that Abraham, when he was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, he says, shall I hide this from my servant Abraham? Are you listening? How many of you are not listening? Why? The man had walked with God to a particular place where the Bible says that God was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah and could not hide it from Abraham. And when God was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, he passed by the house of Abraham. At that time, God showed himself to Abraham with two angels. Shout hallelujah. Continue, Obed. Let's finish this one before we close.
By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob.
Mm-hmm. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob.
Jacob and Esau concerning things to come.
Mm-hmm.
By faith, Jacob,
mm-hmm.
when he was a dying,
uh-huh.
blessed both the sons of Joseph
uh-huh.
and worshipped, mm-hmm. leaning upon the top of his staff.
Kneeling upon. Mm-hmm.
By faith, Joseph, when he died,
mm-hmm.
made mention of the departing of the children of Israel, and gave commandments concerning his bones.
Mm-hmm.
By faith, Moses,
continue. Mm-hmm.
when he was born,
mm-hmm.
was hid 3 months mm-hmm. of his parents,
oh.
because they saw he was a proper child.
He was an uncommon child. May God give you uncommon children.
Amen.
And continue.
And they were not afraid of the king's commandment.
Mm-hmm.
By faith, Moses,
mm-hmm.
when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's
refused
daughter.
Refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. So when you go home, take your time and then study. You'll be amazed at what you discover. Your the way you see God will change. The way you see God will change. It will change. Your perspective of God will change. You will begin to love God. You begin to express love for God. The Bible says Moses, when he was come to years, the guy was raised in Pharaoh's house. He had all the opportunity to be a Pharaoh, to even be a king. The Bible says by faith Moses, when he was come to years, when he realized that no, he was a Jew, and we were Gentiles, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He refused it. Not that somebody forced it. Not that God revealed himself to him.
No.
After knowing that he was a Jew in Egypt, he refused himself. He chose to refuse. He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He didn't want to be called Pharaoh's daughter. Continue over. Men of faith. Say men of faith.
Men of faith.
Continue.
Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God
than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Why? Because those people were idol worshippers. Pharaoh was a god. He was worshipped as a god. When he saw all those things, somebody would say, oh, all these things. Oh, if there is God, let me just follow Pharaoh. I'll become great. After all, I'm a Pharaoh. I'll become a king. Saw all the opportunities. Moses saw all the opportunities that he could have in the palace. But he decided. He refused to be identified with the king of Egypt and the palace of Egypt. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout another big hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, continue quickly.
Esteeming the reproach of Christ, greater riches than the present in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward.
Mm-hmm.
By faith he forsook Egypt.
He forsook Egypt.
Not fearing the wrath of
a king.
But he endured as seeing him
who is invisible. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So he left Egypt because he wanted to see him who is invisible. He wanted to see the invisible God. No wonder the Bible says that Moses one day was with the sheep when God said, Moses, Moses, when he turned, he saw a flame of fire, saw a bush on fire. He wanted to see the invisible, and the invisible showed himself to him. God showed himself to him. Because he wanted, in all that was, he wanted to see the invisible. Continue, Robert, quickly.
Through faith, he kept the Passover
mm-hmm.
and the sprinkling of blood.
Mm-hmm.
Lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We continue next week. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
If you enjoyed today, shout a big hallelujah. Say faith.
Faith.
Our faith.
Our faith.
Say they are different.
They are different.
Say faith.
Faith.
Our faith.
Our faith.
They are different.
They are different.
Then look at someone and tell the person,
we just talked about faith.
Then what will happen when we talk about our faith? Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But when you go home and you listen to the message, take your time. Read to Hebrews chapter 11, the heroes of faith. Next week I'll begin from that place and then we continue. We go into our faith. Look at someone, tell the person, next week be here. Look at another person, tell the person, next week be here. Shall we please be upstanding? Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. I want you to pray in the Holy Ghost. No music, nothing. I want you to just pray in the Holy Ghost. You can just play the keyboard. I want you to pray in the Holy Ghost. Satalaha satalabahaya. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Shandalabako sakoraboko saya. Miko le makusaki delebeko saya. Mando le vesinde lebeko sandalabaya. Miko le vasande lebeko soko roboku sakataya. Livra soste vra kolimasa. Meko roboku sakiti poroska paya. Meko roboku seke rebele. Valomo sedele bele vaku sakataya. Meko to proto foko prokotoya. Lift up your voice. Leko to proko soko tolobo. Meku roboko seki rabolobo saya. Liborobolobo sakirabolobo. Milu vasinde lebeko sakaya. Livu karoko sekiraboko saya. Meluvo sonde lebe sasha talabaya.
Likerebelebe Sokorobo Sakaya. Makatalaba Kasaya.
The word is a seed, when planted and watered, grows to be great. You can be anything you want, can achieve all your dreams if you only believe. The word of God is here today, coming right at you. Would you believe it? Dare to receive. In a world where there's seasons and times, this is your season. It's time to shine. Working inside of you.